I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. We are back with a special guest for another super cool, super fun Pitchtown pilot. For any new friends joining us, a Pitchtown style episode is when we have a super fan of a show come on and pitch a pilot to a group of us who haven't seen it. By the end of the episode, the Rooks have to say definitively whether or not they're going to binge immediately, add it to the list, or the unfortunate Shark Tank option. And for that reason, I'm out. Our special guest just happens to be my favorite person in the world, my cute girlfriend, Alex. Say hi.
Hi. Wow. What an intro.
Yeah. This is a long time coming because we matched on Hinge and I didn't want to say I had a podcast, but I was editing a podcast when we were messaging. She was like, okay, well, basically it was just a long con of how we were going to get her on the pod.
I said, I'd get on the pod.
Literally, I was like, there's no shot this girl's ever going to be on the pod.
I avoid telling everybody until I'm super comfortable with that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So today, we are going back to the pilot of HBO's True Blood. Alex, tell us why you picked it and what you love about it.
Yes. Yeah. I'd love to. So I actually started watching it, probably not around the pilot because I think I was like 14, but maybe a year or two after.
Yeah.
They're actually also based on a book series, the Southern Vampire Mysteries. There's 13 of them, and I read all 13 of them as well.
Okay.
Just like porny vampire novels.
My little horn ball teenager.
Question off that right away. Are the books done? And
the series
follows the whole book series?
Loosely, it kind of loses the plot. It compressed 13 books into 7 seasons, I think. So definitely not in full. The books came out starting in 2001. So they were like a very long journey, I guess. But yeah, and also when we were at an engagement party over the summer, my friend Billy's, his fiance Courtney was just like icebreaker, like, if you were on an island, what's one show? The only show you could watch forever. And I just like blurted out True Blood.
It shocked me to my core. We had been dating for months. And I said, excuse me?
I never heard you once
utter the word True Blood.
I shocked myself too. And Courtney was shocked because she also loves it. But when they were like, well, Kathleen's like, explain.
Yeah.
Literally
explain
like
yourself.
Explain. I was like, well, it ticks all the boxes. It's an HBO cornerstone. And honestly, it was like a lot of hot people having hot sex. And that was just like, and the supernatural element's fun. And it's an HBO classic, you know?
Sure. Also, I think we got to start right away. Me, Brian and Kathleen, of what we thought going into this show.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I had the wrong picture in my head. The only thing I knew about this show was my dad freaking loved it. I didn't even know that it was HBO. I thought it was, because I constantly am mixing it up with Vampire Diaries. And I've said this before.
Yeah.
And was that a cable show?
That was CW.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why I kind of expected.
We love CW show here, Finchtown TV.
For sure. But they were not cowards on this show. They went right for all the nakedness. Yeah. They dropped a nice cunt like pretty early. Like I was impressed. I did not expect any of this. Yeah. I thought it was way more like, you know, cable CW kind of show. So right away, my expectations were lower than they should have been, I'll say. But yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with like vampire shows. Twilight, Vampire Diaries, those are really like the only thing. So already, like, this is better than what I had in my head.
Yeah.
But how about you? How much did you know going in?
To be fair, they weren't cowards over at the CW making Vampire Diaries either.
Is this a pitch down for Vampire Diaries?
It's going to be. There's going to be a lot of comparisons because the comparisons are going to come naturally. I think I'm the only one that's seen Vampire Diaries here.
Yep.
But I am also kind of going in dark. I do remember at the time that there was a lot of hype around this show specifically. It was one of, like you said, Alex, HBO's high profile dare I say, juggernaut shows. It was just very in pop culture. Everybody was talking about it. But other than that, I knew it was about vampires. I knew it had like a sexy edge to it, but nothing other than that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know like how deep into that sexy edge they go, but they started off hot. It's HBO. Anything goes. Yeah. But I am definitely a rook going into this. I didn't know anything about the characters. I knew Anna Paquin was in it, but I only know her from X-Men. That's all I got. Yeah. I was very interested that you picked this for a pitch town specifically because I just got done binging the better part of 7 seasons of Vampire Diaries. So I am new to the vampire genre, but like,
he's a fan.
Now I'm kind of in there. This in is there. My yeah. second series he likes the world. That I'm in on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I got for you.
Nice. I love it.
I was completely shocked by the campiness of it. Like I thought it was way cornier than I thought it was going to be just in the like genre campy sense mm-hmm. of like the vampires. For some reason, I was expecting like the Mad Men of a vampire show, like super sleek. It seemed like. And this is not a knock because I did like it. Just started at the top. I did like it. I watched it twice. My second watch was better. I don't know. I just thought it was like low budget, more low budget than I thought for an HBO show. Of course, it's a pilot. Mm-hmm. But I mean, no offense. When you put something in like this like southern town and everyone's like kind of shitty and like, you know, there's like people sucking vampire like blood for money. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it seems more low budget than it actually is because that's the point of the show.
The setting themselves are low budget.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. No, you always have the words.
That it was 2008. We watched Sex and the City together. I mean, if you think about the early shooting of that, it's HBO. They have money, but it's still 2008. So
I was just going to say, because it's totally like right on the edge before you can. It seemed like there was a universal like quality jump in production for everything, movies and shows. Like it's right on the edge where it's not like watching early Buffy the Vampire, like kind of like that.
It's not that bad.
Away the silver chain. I was just like, is this good effects or is it like just almost there to the point of being really good effects?
But it makes sense because 2008 is like right there. And also it's like I said this to you guys before the podcast, like we're right on the edge of when culture became super PC. So it seems like we're allowed to get away with some stuff. And I'm always a fan of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's interesting looking back now because it's before a lot of things. I was saying this to Kathleen, like the coming out of the coffin, the fang bangers, the God hates fangs, like it's intentional. Alan Ball is like one of the series creators and he's gay. And so it's interesting to look at that too, because that was still the Bush era. That was pre in any same sex marriage being legal. So it's like takes all these different, it's before a lot of times, if you will, in a lot of ways. Yeah, so you have to carry that with you when you watch it. Like
that's interesting. Lens. And there are 10 episode seasons, 7 seasons or 8?
7 seasons.
Seven seasons.
Yeah, standard like HBO.
So
10.
When I Googled it's 80 episodes though,
maybe it's 8 seasons.
I could be wrong though. I could totally be wrong.
Maybe there's 13 in some seasons. You know how HBO fluctuates between 10 and 13. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to ask. Before we dived into the content, I just want a little bit more on the peripherals. Like there's no spinoffs or anything, right?
No, but when I was like looking around last night just to kind of refresh dates of like, I was like, what year did this start? There was something about a reboot coming and I was like, why are we rebooting everything?
Seems pretty early.
I know. Yeah. Well, maybe they look back at the effects and the budget.
There are two Vampire Diaries spinoffs that were both received pretty positively.
What are they called?
The Originals and Legacies, which Originals people say totally holds up. Legacies, you know, third series. Come on.
I've actually seen some badass TikToks of Originals clips, which is
The Originals took like 3 characters that they introduced halfway through. Oh. Vampire Diaries podcast. It took like 3 awesome villains and just gave them their own side story in New Orleans. So
nice.
Insane.
Orleans. Is that like vampire something in vampire lore? New Orleans? Like,
something
I know it's like voodoo stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it's haunted. It's got all that kind of like supernatural vibes, I feel like.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like, even before we watched it, vampire lore in general, like, in Wynonna Earp, I don't want to like spoil anything, but there are vampires and they like sire each other. Mm-hmm. So basically you can like mind mold them into like being obsessed with you and like do anything you want. Of course, it's like garlic. And I didn't know silver is werewolves, not usually.
And they say that.
Right. So it's like a wooden stake is a vampire lore. What else? What are other things you think of?
So this is kind of a theory thing that I got going on here is that I don't know names. I'm never good with pronouns on pitch sounds, but proper nouns.
proper nouns.
Not the pronouns.
What is the name? What is the,
oh,
Billy. His name's Billy, right?
Bill. Oh, Bill the vampire.
Billy's worse. Yeah, it is. We laughed. She laughed out loud.
So another very popular vampire thing is you can't enter someone's house unless you're invited in. And that happened this episode is when he's like he's being very explicit about the idea when he's like, I'll come over to your house. Like, are you inviting me over? I think that's probably related to the vampire thing.
Totally.
But yeah, it seems like they're leaning into all the stereotypes. And I was going to ask you that going in, but we kind of got an answer for a bunch of them. We didn't get any garlic or anything, right?
No garlic. Like reflections is one. But
the one vampire was videotaped banging the girl. So yeah,
she asked about that too.
So I guess reflection is different, or I don't know if they're going to use the reflection thing, but I noticed that too.
Yeah. I love any sort of like genre specific, like vampires, werewolves. Mm-hmm. Like I love that. What was I going to say?
I feel like I was going to ask what other creatures do you guys think will come into play? Also, how much can I answer or respond? But I'm curious what you guys think.
What I was going to say is this was way more like romance-y than it was until the murder comes in. I was like, this is a lot more of like a romance than a
drama.
Sci-fi drama. You know what I mean? Yeah. The murder like saved a lot for me. But let's start there with Sookie. Like, what do we think Sookie is? Because I was shocked that people knew about her, but it wasn't like a complete secret that she could hear these things.
Agreed. I totally thought that was interesting.
It seemed like though she was concealing it from people, but just like if you're around Sookie long enough, you're gonna pick up on the fact that she just knows everything that's happening around her at all times.
Yeah,
which is crazy that the brother didn't think that she was gonna like instantly know. But she also needed to touch him, it looked like, to use her power on him before she didn't just like naturally know that something was sketchy. So there could be something there. But I don't know if it was just me like overanalyzing the scene with the chain. But to me, it looked like at that point she like threw the chain, but kind of controlled it. So maybe she's totally like psychic, like past just
telekinetic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That would be cool.
I would agree, but I don't know where that fits her into like what kind of a mythical creature is she. I have my suspicions that Grandma Graham is more than just pitiful old grandma. I think she's like head witch or some shit. She's going to be some stuff. She has some knowledge.
She a head witch or is she a hedge witch?
Nah, she head witch.
Shout out magician.
She was literally the only actress I recognized on the entire show. Actor, actress. I was shocked. I'm like, This is again, a juggernaut HBO show. You'd think that they would leave to go do big things that I've seen. And just because I don't know who they are doesn't mean they're not doing amazing things with their life.
I can't believe you didn't recognize Snooki.
I never seen any of the X-Men's.
She's like the face of them, right? I would say her and Hugh Jackman and Professor X, because she's like the main character of
Cyclops is big too. He's the dude from Westworld.
Yes, he is. He's Teddy from Westworld.
Yes, he is.
There's a lot of good actors in X-Men.
Yeah, well, they were good movies. Yeah.
But she's amazing in that.
She is. Yeah, for sure. And I think she was pretty good in this episode. But are we done with kind of the intro monologue here? Are we ready to start digging into this? Because off the bat, I had some opinions on the first scene. The first 5 minutes of this show, you can decide whether... Well, I had a lot of opinions on the hand job, most of which was the fact that the dude was asleep. He didn't have to do any work to get it. She looked over, woke him up, said, I'm bored, while she's driving, and started just going. Insane.
Bro, it's 2008.
He didn't even appreciate it, though. He was like, you're bored a lot.
He was enjoying it.
Small town energy, just bored.
But he got distracted by the True Blood. In the first 5 minutes, you can kind of decide whether or not you're in on this show. You know, coming into it that it's a vampire show. It starts off with like a really good song, too. A banger.
It's a bop.
The song was called Y'all Think She'd Be Good to Me. And it was like a really old-timey, like twangy. It was a bop. I was into it.
Yeah.
So you know this show's going to have good music. The hand job happened. So you know this show's going to have sex. They see True Blood on the gas station sign. And you're like, what? They're saying the name of the show in the show already this early? You find out quickly that True Blood is like the synthetic-made blood. So that's kind of the unique spin on the vampires. I feel like I've never really seen that in a vampire story before, that vampires have readily available blood outside of humans. We see this chick, Nan Flanagan, on Bill Maher. That gave me hope that like, okay, this show is going to be immersed in kind of like the pop culture. It exists in the universe that we know, like they can deal with the Bill Mayer, you know, they, like this is happening in real life.
I love the world building in that. Like, it's super unique to have vampires be, they treated it like it is a race. So they treated it, I mean, it's a species. So they treated it like a race. Like there was a conversation that happens with our main character, like defending it in as if she was defending a race. Like it was racism.
It's like civil rights. Yeah.
I totally love the world building of it just being out in the open. Like if this feels like a season two kind of thing, like, but we're already there. Like we're kind of just like in the middle, it's going like we didn't have to find out about her getting her powers. She already has them. Her people around her know them. Everybody knows about vampires. So that's like a unique take. And I'm very interested to see how like that plays out because it seems like racism is going to be a huge part of the show.
I think like when I was thinking this like sleek Mad Men vibe. So when it started out as we are living in a world where vampires and humans coexist and there's obviously tension, I was shocked by that. I was like, what? Like they literally, first of all, how they came about is so exciting to me. Like, I can't wait. When do you think we get that drop? Like, what part of season one?
When and why did vampires come into the public
exactly.
eye?
Were they always vampire? Like, were they always vampires? Was it kind of like a Walking Dead thing where at some point they like died of a pandemic and then they rose as vampires? Or have they been vampires
was
the
entire
nothing, time?
I'm trying to think of dialogue that vampires said. Was there nothing that could have implied a long age? Because I know they use the terms mortal.
They said when they rose 2 years ago.
Okay.
Suki said that.
But doesn't
Tara reference that? Who knows how many people he's sucked blood from over the centuries he's been alive. So that I think longevity is a thing.
I totally think they've been around longer than 2 years.
I think they've been active and keeping themselves secret for the for the whole time.
Grand's like I'd love to have him come speak to like the whatever
the descendants of the
So she knows he's from that era. So. You know,
so I have a quick question though.
He's from that era,
and I want you to spoil this for me because I just want to know right now if, well, it's like a very small spoiler. Like, do sunlight fuck with vampires in the show?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's another one that I don't think we said
we didn't about lore, vampire lore.
And Suki says that when Gran wants to have her come to her like noon thing, and she's like, I don't think he'll be okay with coming at noon on to your library little get together. But,
I wonder if there's going to be like misconceptions out there. Like if vampires popped up in our world, we would assume all these stereotypes are true until they weren't. So like I wonder if something like the reflection could be like a red herring where it's not actually real and it's just human vampire lore. So like maybe there'll be stuff like that.
I would imagine if they're concealing their real or trying to conceal their real weaknesses, they would probably spread misinformation. Yeah, like oh yeah, we're allergic to garlic, wink wink, like fine with garlic. Give me more.
Well, Bill does say that. He's like, please don't share this. I don't need that information out there any more than it is, like our weaknesses. So
So is Bill old, we thinking?
Yeah, I mean, the way he's
dressed, she was so mad about his aesthetics. And then when it came up with Grant, I was like, think about why he looks this way.
Okay, so at some point, you don't realize that there hasn't been vampires for forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? Like, any vampire who's been, like, chilling and they've existed through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and whatever, you're dressed like it would be 2022. You know what I mean? You're dressed like it would be 2008. So I was like, why is this guy ugly?
What's with this?
I said, why is he the star of this show? I was being a dick for the record.
Was she drunk?
Dare you?
Was she drinking?
No, it was like noon. But for the record, by the end, I was back and I was fine and I liked him. But there, I think that like my sour taste just stemmed from like, why would he have left with those two people? And they kind of skipped that part. Like they obviously like got him with the silver. Like they obviously probably wrapped the chain around him immediately and like got him down. I'm talking obviously about the drug dealers. Yeah. And he was just like laying there. And I was like, this vampire's a pussy. Dude. Yeah. Get up.
She hated him. She's like, he can't fend for himself or anything.
I hate this guy. He's so the stereotypical like brooding main vampire. He's Rob Pattinson as Edward. Yeah. He's Paul Wesley as Stephen Salvatore. Vampire Diaries, guys. I'm telling you. If I'm hooked, you would be hooked.
Can I admit that I've really barely ever even seen Twilight and I have not seen Vampire Diaries. Like the only vampire I know really and love is the one from Wynonna Earp. So like I don't really know Tell me.
Or what we do in the shadows. You do. Oh, okay. That. So that's all you know.
Yes. But that is like so far to the extreme of goofy vampires.
Do you love Kathleen?
I know. Okay. But I'm, for the fans, I'm joking. I don't think he's ugly. Like, you know what I mean? I just was like shocked by this like brooding man.
He didn't fit your expectations of a vampire.
Seems a little bit gullible to get caught in that way.
Easier. Exactly. Yeah. And I was just like judging him too prematurely.
But I also think the opener subverts like expectations of vampires, right? You think like the guy who's behind the counter and he's actually just like a punk who's also selling vampire blood and outs himself to a vampire, like a straight up hillbilly vampire. So it's just like they're just out there.
I loved
all
that.
Walks of life. Yeah.
That was a really good scene. It was such a good introduction to the show.
But one thing that, like, that happens right after Sookie.
Yeah, so call her Snooki.
Sounds Snooki sounds better.
I love it.
So Snooki, after releasing him, he does show superhuman speed, right? Like he like does the whole.
Yes.
Like, so that's the part that also doesn't like. I feel like it would be hard to catch a vampire if they're like that, but I guess if you catch him off guard and you put him in silver, it works.
They were under the guise of hooking up with him. Which clearly vampires are very sexually driven.
That's true.
So like he was probably down for that.
Yeah,
and if like Denise had her arm around him, just whoop, silver chain.
That's
you're
true.
Done.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think I can't remember if he like says this overtly, and it's not a spoiler, but he says something to Sookie about like being alone in the woods with like a hungry vampire. Like I think he was trying to lure them to feed off of them,
also
and then
possible.
It backfired on him.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's ever discussed further. It's been years now.
I'm also not sure how the silver chain thing works, but I'd imagine they're like debilitating. Like that's
seemingly.
Vampire Dane. If they're
it's like sea stone
vampire Bane. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bane.
Yeah.
So not just like if it touches him, he can rip it away. That's like putting him out of commission.
Yes. You know what's another thing like that is holy water soaked rope is another one I've seen in whatever. And you can like literally put a circle around people's feet and they cannot like cross it or do anything. It's almost like a shield around you, which is interesting.
I also like while we're talking about the opening scene too, like we get the first intro into Fangs. And I didn't think it was going to be something like it's like a reflex or it's
retractable.
Like a muscle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you like is that normal? Do most vampires do that? Like in Vampire Diaries, are they always there?
No, they retract.
They retract.
Like, same with Twilight, right? Although, they're not like walking around school.
Yeah.
And just like
they look like kind of some skinny like front facing fangs where usually it's like
it's
I don't
the
know, the canines or something like the big guys that like
it was the second in the like the.
Yeah, the not the front right, teeth, the ones next to him. Yeah,
I did notice that too.
Usually they're central. One more to the side, which is different.
And it doesn't seem like a single bite turns you because the girl that, is Snooki's brother's name
Jason?
Jason, the girl that Jason murders had the bites.
I love that we're just assuming that that's
true. Wow, we'll get into that.
What?
I think that we can't assume that that's true.
You don't think it's a whodunit?
Okay. No, that's fine. But that wasn't my point. Let's talk about that too.
Back. Yeah.
I just meant that she was clearly bitten in the sexual interaction she had with the vampire, and it didn't
turn
imply
her.
That she was a. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's different, I would say.
Well, I'll tell you what, in Vampire Diaries, if you have some vampire DNA in you when you die, that's how you get turned.
Well, that's what I meant by like, okay, you were
even
human.
Just a little spit, like their DNA.
I think it's actually like vampire blood, which brings us to like vampire blood. And that one was instant healing powers too. So, and clearly it has an effect on humans in this universe too.
Like Viagra,
but it seems
right?
more like
it's
an
both.
Ultra
it's
Viagra, Molly, ecstasy, like
a cure-all.
You know,
I'm not saying I wouldn't try it.
I would try it.
Speaking of comparing it to CW shows, I couldn't stop thinking about iZombie the whole time. Same kind of premise. Zombies, you scratch someone, you like hook, you fuck somebody, you turn into a zombie. Also in iZombie, she's kind of concealing this power she has to like she eats the brains and then she has the memories of the brains she eats. So she solves crimes. So basically she works in a morgue. This is a pitch down for iZombie. She works in a morgue. She eats the brains of the dead person and cures. solves the crime. Either way.
We get it. CW sponsors you. We get it.
We fucking wish. And they should.
Oh my God, they really should.
CW, call us, please.
We'll cover every one of their shows.
But I wrote down a quote, which, before we exit the first scene, I just want to quote this. Fuck me. I'll fuck you, boy. I'll fuck you, then I'll eat you. Just had to say that.
Yeah, you should have did the cadence. Like, it's like, I'll fuck you, and then I'll eat.
Yeah, yeah, there you better. Go. You have a better voice for it.
Yeah, like a man.
No, no, like kidding. Hot, raspy.
Oh, okay. You like his voice?
Flirting on the mic. What? Oh,
no. Spin oh, wait, well, like... effect right there. Nah, hot and raspy.
Well, let's just in that same vein, let's go into what's the brother's name again?
Jason.
I do want to say Jimmy, but it's not.
Jimmy, we can call him Jimmy and Snooki.
We miss
Jimmy.
We cannot
call him Jimmy. He's a murderer. And there's another Jimmy that Binchtown TV.
Allegedly.
Man, you guys so, really.
Allegedly.
I didn't even think that there was a chance that it wasn't him.
Totally thought that too.
Like you thought that it was him. Yeah, because why was he was acting sketchy to the cops when they called him out
that
on it.
That was the craziest scene.
Dude, he's like, oh, I guess I was there. I guess I did fuck her. Like yeah. He just like kept like lying.
Yeah.
Because he's too dumb to actually yes. do like to lie. But he already knew from his grand and that mm-hmm. at the house. So it's like, of course he's like, these they're coming for me.
So we meet Jason as this like fuck boy, right? He's flirting with this one of the waitresses and or Dawn. Whatever the waitresses, Dawn, at the bar. We have the bar back named Sam, right?
Sam's the owner.
He's the owner.
Oh yes. We have the owner named Sam, and then we
call Moritz, right? Sam Moritz?
Merlotz. Yeah.
But that's his last name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. But then we meet Tara, the best friend who I love, who is just like bitching people out of her job because she can't deal mm-hmm. with anybody. And I have a feeling she's going to be my favorite character because her and the cook,
Lafayette
oh, he's the, incredible.
He's, yeah. he's an all time favorite. He's yeah.
And them two interacting with each other while that like man was at the bar, like snapping at her. I was like, this is perfect.
That was an unbelievable scene when yeah. you're talking about like you don't know what you're missing. Yeah. Like all of it was so fucking funny.
That's good. But I don't really see where Tara's going at all. Like I'm hoping that she gets more of a like a something. fleshed out plot. But obviously Sam is in love with Sookie. And I'm like fully for Bill and Sookie. Like fuck Sam at this point. I don't know. It just seems like he's like pining after Sookie.
Yeah,
he's such the friend zoned guy. And I'm like, this poor guy. And her being able to hear his thoughts being like, oh, he smells so good and all that. So I was like, I want to die.
He's simping. He's just out there simping.
Just talk about a terrible, terrible power to have to hear people's thoughts.
Oh, it would be awful. But if she can move things, then maybe back on the table.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
I would hate to have a friend that could read my thoughts.
Yeah.
And like too. Love the person, but just know that she was always listening. That would suck.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's invasive not. On both sides. Well, like she doesn't want it. But
I think it's just like signed, sealed, delivered. There's no way that Snooki and Bill aren't gonna hook up. Like,
oh, totally.
That might not be an end game thing, or they might break up and have their ups and downs throughout the seasons, but it just feels like they're gonna be the main, at least season one, romantic like relationship. Right?
She's already having sex yeah, dreams about
exactly.
him, so it's gonna happen.
Exactly.
The thing about the relationship that I can't really totally understand yet is that like time seems to slow down for Sookie the moment they lock eyes, like, and one, her mind reading goes away for everybody, like her
yeah.
headspace clears, the lights dim, and it's just like they're locking eyes. And I know that kind of like in Vampire Diaries they call it compulsion, like vampires can have like kind of an effect of just pure power of will, they can overpower humans. And I'm not sure if that's a little bit of Bill's like making the stars align mm-hmm. so that she thinks that they're supposed cool. to be lovers or something like that.
So you're saying there could be some what's the word I'm looking for? Bad play like
foul
here?
Play.
Foul play. Yeah.
Now bad play. Yeah,
I'm saying that's on the table. I'm not necessarily saying it's 100% consciously that Bill's doing it, or maybe it's just something that can happen. Maybe it's a weird way that vampires and whatever the hell Sookie is like interact, because she's clearly not 100% human. There's something there, I feel like. Or it could have just been like a device they're using for the show to like show that yeah, something's happening between these
two. You also just triggered a theory too for me when you went through that again, is like now I guess Sookie can be a vampire detector by being unable to read someone's
yeah,
head. Sure. Then you're like vampire or something else.
Have we seen many that have been trying to conceal themselves? Like
the first not. Guy, I mean, he wasn't like
he was just
flaunting
trying to be
it.
Yeah,
true.
He was
just being, like,
I've noticed that the people in her inner circle, she seems to have more trouble mind reading. And maybe that's because they're aware that she has the ability and they
yeah.
make conscious efforts to like put up their walls.
Yeah, maybe it's like a magician's
like wards.
Yeah.
Like what you
hot, Alex. Hot.
Just.
Did you have more? Sorry, we
stopped. Oh yeah, no, it was a funny joke.
You dick.
No, but Luke was saying earlier how she physically had to like touch Jason, who would be one of her closest
confidants.
Exactly. Spent the most time in her life with him. So if anybody would know how to put up the walls, it would be Jason. Yeah.
Or it could be the opposite, where she just actively tries not to a certain people, like shuts it out. Like facts. You see her try and like shut out at work. So maybe she's like, well, to make people not hate me being in their life, I got to do it for all of us.
I just feel like I would be so rich if I had that ability. Yeah, at the bare minimum, I'm rich as fuck.
You're playing poker for the rest of time.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the easiest way.
Yeah. Like, he's got a two. Okay, we're good. Yeah. Go in.
Gotta get Snooki out of Bon Temps, I guess.
Truly.
Is this a real place?
I don't remember. Shreveport comes like it's near there, and that's like the big city near there, and that is a real Louisiana town. Gotcha. I'm not sure if Bon Temps is Bon Temps.
All right, what's next?
The boy drug dealer is the most disgusting person or something.
Rat. The rat tray.
Yeah, the rat. not like his thoughts were skeeving me to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but I totally thought when they did make their reappearance at the very end of the episode and they started kicking the shit out of Sophie, I thought like her spitting up blood was going to trigger like a vampire, maybe even Bill himself, like going for her.
Yeah.
Because now because it doesn't seem, at least we have no indication yet that like we do know vampires only drink blood. Like that's what Bill said when Sookie went up to him and asked what he wanted and they didn't have the fake blood, the synthetic blood. So my question is, do they crave it? Because if they crave it, I feel like there wouldn't even be a discussion. You wouldn't have this Bill Maher section, right? Like if these vampires are killing humans because they crave it, it doesn't seem like that's going to be a huge part of this, right? Or else like...
I'm thinking it's probably like how the difference between like actual ground beef and vegetarian ground beef. You can tell the difference. And they probably have an instinctual drive like, towards human.
Do you think
blood.
They're out there murder? Is it like a high murder rate of vampires eating humans and shit?
Not eating, but as you can see, like they are seeking out paying humans to acquire human
blood. It's almost
blood.
Like
so
sex
they,
work and all
gotcha.
That.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like my dad, like you said, like she didn't get turned or anything, right? So someone can bite and like figure it out and not
That's
kill
true.
A person.
Just a little sip.
Just a small sip. Just a little sip. Just a treat.
Yeah. And not to bring up CW iZombie again, but like if they can't, if a zombie can't get brains, like the longer they go without brains, they start like fading like really fast. They'll turn into an actual like full out zombie. Like these are zombies walking the earth, and the only thing you can tell is they're pale and have like blonde hair. But people buy like tanning lotion and they dye their hair so they can like be concealed. But you will literally turn into full Walking Dead zombie if you don't have brains within an X amount of period. So I'm thinking that like if you were to chain a vampire up long enough, like he would be like absolutely savage and wouldn't be able to stop himself if you put
synthetic
a human
blood wouldn't
no like it, yeah. And if someone was bleeding in front of you, I mean, I know that classic Twilight scene where it's like she cuts her finger at the like family party and he has to like fight off all of his family members or whatever because they're just like savages.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be like that. Like where it's just ravenously, like if it's presented in front of you, you turn into like a shark. Like I don't know if it's gonna be like that. But.
Who's your favorite character, Alex?
As of like the pilot. Well, I think Forever Lafayette for sure. He's just like he's got so much sass and flair, and he just like holds his own in a town where clearly he is not the norm on like so many levels. And it's the South, it's crazy. I love him so much.
Can I ask if like each season it's kind of like a different murder mystery, or is it like maybe not a murder but like some sort of mystery? Like, is it a whodunit every time?
It's not. I don't think it's a whodunit every time. It kind of evolves into the supernatural space and how those things interact and like good versus evil type vibes. It goes more in that direction and kind of broadens past like a one.
Yeah, I totally was going to say because of the fact, just because that it's the show is 7 seasons, you said?
Yeah.
Like, you run out of material just sticking with vampires alone. So, like, I would have bet anything that there's going to be eventually werewolves, maybe demons and ghosts, like things like that. Like, I feel like there's no chance that's going to stick to vampires. Vampires so naturally lend themselves to open up the world, like, especially if you go on for multiple seasons like this. So, I don't know. I don't think anybody else in her circle that we've seen is special. Yet, like, I don't, there's no indication yet. But like, obviously, she's something special, she's a unique person. I hope there's more people like her.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's also interesting because I feel like it's not until episode 2 or later in this season that like more regulars get introduced to. Right. I was like, man, people weren't even in the pilot. Like, I forgot, you know.
Nice. So
there's like definitely that. More and probably more recognizable people too. And then as the show grows, I feel like they bring on like guests for like the whatever that plot of that season, right? That have like bigger names and everything.
Like Dexter when they bring in like John Lithgow. And yeah, that kind like of that.
Thing. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Love that. I did grow to like Sookie a lot more. Like in my head, I was like, I can't deal with this like pure prude Southern Belle for 7 seasons. Like I need her to like get a little slutty, like a little fast.
I didn't get that from her. I got more like open-minded from her, like willing to just go with the supernatural.
Yeah,
but she is supernatural. I guess it's part of it.
She's a good Christian girl who like is the good side of Christianity, where she truly believes in like
everyone's rights.
Everyone's rights.
Love thy neighbor. Like,
yeah,
in a real
exactly.
Way.
Like in a real way. Like, puts her money where her mouth is. But I ended up really liking her by the end. But in the beginning, I was like, I can't hear "Oh My Stars" one more time.
She's like, I'm sick of this girl. I was like, okay. But I also felt like, in retrospect, and again, I haven't watched the show since it ended. I'm not a big rewatcher of shows, but we are probably going to. I'm going to now. I'm like excited. But you know, everyone's kind of a caricature of their character in this like world building episode. And it's a pilot. I feel like that happens often.
Yeah.
But people just don't have their stride yet for their character. Totally. It's not fully fleshed out. But it's, I think especially like even in the opener, which I think like, you know, the opening credit scene, I think it stays the same through all 7 seasons. It's just like trope after Southern trope, like of like religion, of like roadkill, of like all kinds of like crazy shit. And like, so I feel like it's, that's just that world, right? Like kind of like tuning it up a bit in the Southern way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And that's how it was kind of with Dexter too, with like the Miami of it all. And
right. Like it's almost like, it's not like a character, but it is a big piece of it. The
New York City and Sex and the City.
Oh no.
It's the fifth character.
Exactly.
Is the showrunner of the show, so does he do anything else, or is this his project?
So Alan Ball did 6 Feet Under, and that is a critically acclaimed HBO.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Apparently that's incredible. We all need to probably watch that to have it under our belt.
Michael C. Hall's in it. Yeah, it's really good. Let's put it to the list, you know. Next, but seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, he actually was only on for the first 3 seasons when I was rereading last night. Mm-hmm. And then I did change hands, but I think I have like most of them on DVD. I remember like I don't know what I would do with the DVD in this day and age, but I have them.
What I do know about the show is how horny it is. So I'm very excited about that. The pilot is not even like, they really turn it up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's almost like, you know how Game of Thrones was kind of like that in the beginning too. It was like, that era of HBO. It's a lot of sex scenes, like gratuitous sex scenes. I feel like now it's like the era of like prosthetic dongs, just like that's their focus on HBO nudity. It is a euphoria, but it is. It's like, that's the era of nudity we're in.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Well, they almost showed dick. I feel like they were showing some in that sex video with the vampire.
Yeah.
Like they were showing an angle where I was like, they could have totally like popped dick.
Back then,
they
really didn't.
I'll tell you one thing. On Bingetown TV, we are fans of showing penis, or they're cowards. You know what I mean? Especially in an instance where there obviously should be a penis there, and they either blur it out or chop it out or whatever. But the euphoria effect is actually more infuriating because like they're putting these like massive dong, like prosthetic dong. All the girls' tits that get shown are their real tits with their real nipples, and like it's all this stuff. And but it's like for men, they get gigantic schlongs. They get the biggest dicks we've got.
Pick one from the bunch. Yeah,
exactly. It's still like cowardice. Like show me your
closet. Dick closet.
Your dong closet.
Show me your real penis, or I'm pissed. Like fucking what's his name? The guy, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Watched the whole movie. It was like, I'm gonna see Mark Wahlberg's dick. And then it's at the very end of like a very long movie, Boogie Nights. And then I Googled it and it was prosthetic. I was what did I do with my time?
Takes the magic.
Canceled.
Out.
But anyway. Gratuitous nudity and sex scenes abound. Yeah. Throughout the seasons. And you know, I don't know. I don't know how much I kinda can't say.
Say it.
Vampires like they're not all sexually fluid, but if you can like bang whoever you want and you've just been around a long time, you're kind of going to just do anything. Yeah. So that's an interesting element too. It's kind of like they're like above all.
So let's talk about the name of the show again. Is it as like surface level as the idea of just the name of the synthetic blood in this world? Or is there like, I guess that's pretty much the question, right? Like, is there, maybe first to you guys, like, do you think there's going to be more meaning to it? Like, is that synthetic blood going to be a huge plot point at some point?
I think that, like, so True Blood is spelled T-R-U.
Okay.
I think that the play on words is going to be like True Blood. Like, what does that mean? Like a vampire, do they need the True Blood or do they need the fake True Blood? Like, calling it that is like a play on words, because it's like, it's obviously not fucking True Blood. It's synthetic, but chop the E off.
Or just because you have blood as a vampire, does that mean you're like a living valid creature? Like, that could be part of it too.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler. I've never thought of this before.
Yeah. What do you think, Brian?
I don't know. I honestly thought it was a typo on the sign when it didn't have the E. So I thought it was the drink was called T-R-U-E blood.
Oh, it could. It could. You're right.
Well, I think on the 4-pack,
is it right?
It had just a U. Yeah, the 4-pack was just T-R-U.
She's smirking.
Yeah, yeah. She's right.
Thinking, though. Everyone's like, wow.
So yeah, I think it's a play on words. It's just like, so they have True Blood without the E, but is it True Blood with the E for these vampires?
Yeah.
Like, does it do the trick?
And I'm thinking for some, yes. I'm thinking for others, no. And we have a series.
Writes itself.
Yeah.
So when does Nina Dobrev come in?
Not this.
She comes in episode one and she comes in with a wrecking ball. Oh my gosh.
Wait. Can we cut to Nina Dobrev really quick? Gossip.
What happened?
Wait. So she's dating Sean. Whatever. I'm joking because she's from Vampire.
Okay.
Diaries.
I thought you had a whole thing in your head that she was
involved. Wait. No. I was joking. So she's dating Sean, the snowboarder, Sean White. And apparently, there's like big drama between those two. For anyone, what is that? Do you know that website that people like do celebrity rumors on? I forget what it's called, but it's like a pretty like reputable
Dumas
site. Like,
or whatever,
yeah,
Dumas. The new one on
yes.
Instagram.
And so basically people were like, every time Sean goes away, he's just like on I need to phone a friend. What is the dating app for rich people? Raya, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like on Raya, basically just like hitting up girls and shit. And I'm like,
like publicly, they've been dating for a while?
They're apparently. Like engaged.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He used to date the girl from Vandagram for like 5 or 6 years. So when you said that, I was shook. So.
Oh.
They were together for like 5 or 6 years.
I wanted Nina Dobrev and Paul Wesley to be together, but I don't know anything about it. Did they date
apparently him? Not a very kind person in real life.
You hate to hear that about people.
And I would love to talk to the dude, but like, he's kind of admitted it. There's a part where like he loses his humanity and he goes full instinctual vampire, and it just means he's a dick to everybody. And he was just like, yeah, I think the real Paul identifies more with that version of the character than like the one where he's trying to restrain. And he said it with like a chuckle, but everyone was just like, nah, dude's like not nice to other people on set.
So that's just
self-awareness.
She did date Damon Salvatore, who was the better character.
Okay, that's who I wanted them to be together, I think.
Yeah, Ian Somerhalder.
Yes, yeah. Ian Somerhalder. Nah. That's what I was picturing the whole time you were saying Paul Wesley. Yeah.
No.
Nah.
Yeah, Ian Somerhalder.
Paul Wesley's the brooding one. They're twins. No, they're brothers, Damon and Stefan Salvatore.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have to see what happens in True Blood. Sure. But in real life, Bill and Sookie, I think they're still together.
I love that. That means chemistry. Yeah. Chemistry.
That is awesome.
They met on the show. And I'd have to double check, but they were together for at least a long time beyond it. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Is he famous from anything before this, or is this what got him famous?
I
want to
say he's a Broadway guy or something.
Got you.
Like, love that.
In that world.
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
But I really don't.
Yeah, because I didn't recognize any of the actors besides, you know.
So Jason was on some goofy show from like, not the CW. It could have been, you guys would all know. So I don't know what I'm saying. ABC Family type show.
Okay.
It was like Summer something. And it had like the mom, it had Rebecca from Full House. And he was like the hot, like younger brother of her. And he was like the cool uncle of these like teens who are
like
moody.
This guy might be getting typecast as the
maybe
hot,
I mean
brother.
Look at it. I guess that's what happens, you know.
Not even seeing Jason it on Stackhouse. IMDb.
What,
the one that Jason was in?
It was a while ago. It was like middle school, elementary school type.
Okay.
Boy, can I take us back real quick, because I did have another I wanted to comment on something that you
Brian's like reel her in.
I wanted to comment on something you were saying earlier, because it seemed like when I mentioned the idea just so matter of the factly of Jason having killed the girl, you objected, say like, I didn't even, like Brian said, we both kind of thought that it was just like signed, sealed, delivered. But is there a reason you're saying that you think that it's not?
So let's go over what Sookie heard when she read his mind. I think he said, how did I lose control like that? Mm-hmm. Why did she, and then got cut off or something, like as if she did something to make him do so. I'm thinking that like maybe he did do it, but if so, was he like coerced into it? Yeah. Was it like another person came in and like,
because the last thing we see is he starts to choke her.
Right. So maybe, I'm not ruling it out, but it's the kind of thing where it's like a character almost dies on screen, but it's off screen. It's like they're not dead.
Yeah.
There's a gunshot, but you don't see it.
We're certainly led to believe that it ended with the strangling, but like events could have continued to play out.
There, something needs to happen because he's already caught and in prison. So it's like, okay, that's a dead end unless there's more layers to it.
Okay. So there was a videotape happening. If he murdered her on the spot, they would have walked right up to him and copped him instead of asking him questions. When you get something on tape of someone murdering someone, you don't do the pleasantries anymore. You're like, sorry, bud. I know I watched you in diapers, but I gotta fucking arrest you right now.
No, it's a great point.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so unless, I mean, it could have been off screen, a camera in 2008, like what if it's peripheral, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's no shot that Jason killed her.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't even open my mind to that possibility. I think you're probably right, because how else? You're right. Like, they would have just arrested him. They had it all. So what is his Jason's deal? Is he like,
he's an idiot,
the vampire kink? Like, he was like about to leave and then got turned on by the fact that there was the sex video. And then he wanted to mimic it using the chains. So I don't know if there's something there where like he has like a vampire. You're right. He was about to bounce when he found out she hooked up with a vampire, but then saw the video and wanted to fuck her like the vampire did.
Well, do you remember like when he saw Sookie in the yard? He's like, don't even go around vampire. Like, he seems very like hateful and disgusted.
Yeah, you're right. In the way
like he was like looking at Modelli. I can't believe you did that. And it was kind of like a needing to prove to himself that like he could fuck like a vampire could. Like,
it's also like they say multiple times Jason can do way better than Maudette Pickens or whatever her last name is. So why was he fucking her in the first place? It's like, why were you there? If you really are the hottest thing in town, and like the girl from the bar, Dawn, is hot. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you can and I'm not bashing Maudette by any means, but people are bashing her in this episode. Yes. You know what I mean? They're like,
you weren't saying anything to stop them either.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, I don't have an opinion, really. I don't think I was really paying attention to her during that. I don't know why. Yeah.
She was naked right in the beginning.
Girls are disgusting. Naked girls are disgusting. No, but I was just like, people bashing her doesn't equal what she looks like. They were making her out to be an absolute hag. Like, no, it's just some like naked girl getting fucked.
And they're also like, she's a vampire hoe. Like, she's a hoe. Like, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everyone had a lot of judgment. I don't know, maybe Jason's like, I just know when I can get there, I'm good to go, you know?
Sure.
You convinced me. There's zero chance he killed her. I changed my mind completely.
I love that.
You guys wrote Jason Stackhouse right off.
Yeah, I mean.
Alex, did he?
Am I allowed to answer? No. Why would you look me in my soul and ask a question like that? Oh,
come on. She's new here.
Are you in? Were you convinced?
I didn't even ask a single question I was watching it all three times. I was just like, yep, that checks out again. Third time's a charm. Jason, put him in handcuffs. Now I'm starting to question it.
Right. And I just
talk it out.
I think he's a main character, right? It's Sookie's brother. I think he's going to be in the whole show, most likely. I think they build him up to be like, that'd be crazy if he just went to jail. I mean,
the other little layer to it, too, is that Sookie's best friend loves him.
Yeah. Yeah,
didn't they make that a point?
Definitely a crush.
100%.
She called her out. Called her out at the end of the episode. She was like,
"There's molten." Yeah, yeah. The whole time
shut up. She was like, "Get out of my head."
Yeah,
you know,
another just off the rail, random guess theory is that Gran is dead. She's so dead. She's dying in like season one.
Oh, I thought you meant like she was like a living dead.
No, I think she's like dying in season one. I think it's going to be like the grandma. Oh, I think she's going to be like a really sad death in season one or something like that.
It's
either
after
that.
She reveals herself as head witch, trains up Sookie to use her powers, and then sacrifices herself. Yeah,
correct. And
in a noble death.
Yes.
Glad you get me.
I'm glad we're on the same.
Correct. Those are the things that were like blaringly obvious to me. I don't know why. I just don't see Gran hanging around. Mm-hmm. You know, I do like the fact that she's just kind of this like matriarchal, like fucking head witch gal. That's cool for me.
She also had the classic witchy like gray highlights in her bang.
Yeah.
I would say that she also has a great relationship with Snooki, because that just makes for great character development for her to die in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
So I'm all in on that.
Yeah, ups the stakes.
I think Snooki's gonna go bad.
For a little bit. Is she gonna go the full Twilight Bella route where she becomes a vampire at some point?
I don't know if she can. Like, whatever she has, I'm not sure that she could be turned.
We still got to find out how one gets turned into a vampire.
That's yeah.
Because we don't know that. I mean,
if Vampire Diaries lore is true in this, then Dawn's going to resurrect as a vampire.
Because Dawn has, wait,
assuming
why?
That she Maudette. Had sex.
You mean
with
Maudette.
Oh, Maudette. I'm yeah. sorry, not Dawn. Yeah. Dawn's nothing to me.
Yet. Dawn means nothing to me. She makes her a good kill.
No,
she
dies. She yeah. does. Hot girl kill.
Yeah, she could die.
Oh, but I also really love the restaurant squad. Lafayette, mm-hmm. Dawn. Like yeah. they had that one like back and forth where she was like slapping her ass. Lafayette's yeah. like, I'll give you a little cocoa. What did he say? I wrote it down because it was fucking hilarious. I know every man, whether they're gay, straight, or George fucking Bush, is terrified of the pussy. Oh
my God. Yes.
I was just like, give me more of this guy. I need it.
I can't believe we didn't bring that line up. Dude, until now.
He walks up to Tara. What the hell are you doing here? I work here, you ugly bitch.
He said, no, the fuck you don't.
Yeah, no, the fuck you don't. Yeah, they're going
to
be money.
She needs to work there. I just feel like the whole squad. Mm-hmm. That seems like central, like a good physical plot.
Yeah.
You know, where you can film a
meet up point. Mystic, yeah. Mystic Falls. Oh, my God. Mystic Grill. Mystic Falls Grill. You guys all heard it. I know.
What?
Cut it. Just cut it. What the fuck? They had Mystic Grill, dude. That was the restaurant. The headquarters for the squad. I might have.
Wait, Mystic Grill?
It's called Mystic Falls was their town. So Mystic Grill was the name of the restaurant.
Where? What?
In Vampire
Diaries. I knew it. I don't know why I asked. What? Why'd I even ask? Cut it indeed.
I just had a stroke. I was like, what just happened?
I was like, Mystic Pizza Shop with Julia Roberts. Yeah, whatever.
Mystic Pizza. Yeah.
I'm not cutting any of that.
I'm crying. No, it was incredible. I'm crying. At the end, he just says, cut it.
If you cut everything Vampire Diaries, we'd be left for 20 minutes. So,
it's been a lot.
What else you got in there? What other quotes? Like, I want to know, like, what?
They come up when they're relevant, Alex.
Okay.
They come
up as they come up. I can't course them out. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
if they're good quotes and someone's just like, what was that quote? It was the best one from the CMB. Thomas, what was it? I usually have.
Yes,
better than the rest of the things ever said.
Yeah, yeah, true.
The only quote I wrote was that thing I already said about the inviting Bill into her house. Mm-hmm. And that was explicit because he says, may I come and visit you at your home? And she said, yes. Yeah. But I guess that part of the lore doesn't exist in this world. Because I think that's just like, you always have to invite a vampire into your house stuck at the door. So
this is going to be like a random tangent I haven't thought about until this very second. But for me, like when I watch a show, the setting it's in really does influence me. The fact that this is in like this like tiny small town might sometimes like deter me from watching it. Like that, it gets depressing for me to watch something like that. Like even Outer Banks, mm-hmm. I remember being like, people love this. It's depressing me. Like, I can't even imagine living in these like small, like on the water towns. And like, it just seems so weird to me. But you know what I mean?
A small town girl.
I think they did a good job of painting it as like a very small town.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows each other. You know, the police officers by name, you know. What did I miss that they were all construction workers at the same time? Was that they were like,
it seems like they all just do that during the day.
Yeah, like they were just like multiple jobs. So that's another small town kind of thing, right? Like you would you would be helping out the community more.
I love that Jason didn't have a shirt on underneath. He was like, I'm just wearing the vest.
Jason's a tool. And if he gets exonerated from murder, he does not get exonerated from being a douchebag.
Yeah. Absolutely not. So it's core to his DNA.
Doesn't that imply that he might have powers too?
Yes.
If he's the brother, blood brother.
He said when she called him out, how did you know that Maudette was a fang banger? And like, obviously we know why he knew, but he said, I don't know, same way you always just know things sometimes, which kind of seemed like a wink wink from the writers that maybe they slightly have the same power.
I mean, he was just trying to hide the fact that he literally saw the fangs on her leg, but I agree that it could be.
Because
I think that there's going to be way more like findings of that within the family. Like, it's going to be genetics.
Yeah. If Gran's a witch, there's some
magic
DNA.
From what I've seen, she's a witch.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah. And Alex pointed out that she was reading the novel in the episode, the novel Gran was reading when she's first introduced, mm-hmm. is the novel from Charlene Harris.
Yeah, it was like, I never noticed this, but that looks like one of the book covers. We paused and I was like, of course they snuck that in the pilot. Yep, she was like, if we get one episode out of this, put my book in it, put my book in it.
So Alex, did this show start off the same way the books did?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's about like this murder.
Pretty close. Yeah. It's like, and it, you know, I think the season devolves into more shit, but more like whodunit stuff. But yeah, it's like, same.
Jason's off the table.
It's not Jason. You said whodunit. I said not Jason.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, off the table.
Jury's still out, seems.
What if at the end of the season, it was just like Jason just like absolutely sliced her up? Just like they have it on tape by episode 2. They have it on tape. He did it. There's no other like mystery.
We gotta see the body like ASAP. And if it's just a strangling, I guess it's back on the table. But if anything else.
Yeah. Al, when you watch this as like a high schooler, like what did you love about it? Like what drew you to it? Why are you saying it's one of your favorite shows?
Oh my God. Good question. Well, I'm a big reader, so I think like finding a book series was like fun. But I think I started watching, I think like Dana told me to watch the show, and then one of my best friends and oldest friends, and I think then we both started reading the books, but I like honestly can't remember at this point. But frankly, like being in high school, I'm like, well, this is like pretty much porn for me.
Because
there's the romance, there's a plot. I need a plot.
Yeah, but girl. Still, I love like, that about you.
Having sex. I was like, look at this. I love all of this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, honestly, it's really.
And that's a great answer.
Expand upon that a little bit, just like series wide.
Yeah.
Like Mile High View. Like, is it the best parts of it are like the writing? Is it the acting, the character development? Like, what do you like the most about the show as a whole? Like to keep people going through.
It's a good question. I mean, I think it is interesting twist on vampire lore. I like, you know, like coming into the mainstream, if you will, and like trying to blend in, trying to like not like eat humans for a living and like gain their own rights. It does like have these like political and civil rights undertones, which I thought was interesting, like even looking back and like, honestly, like those exchanges that we all like got hype over, like Lafayette, like, there's a lot of like zingers and like one-liners. There's like good, like dialogue writing, I would say, good, at least like in actor, the first three seasons. Good chemistry and just good dialogue. And I think it just like keeps it interesting. It's not just a drama, or I don't really even know what it'd be called. Like, you know, it has like those comedic undertones and keeps it light.
So have you seen all the Twilights?
Yes. Yeah. I read all those.
Just like, is this just like way more just like an R-rated version, like all around?
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, there's differences too, again, like, because they walk around in the day when they're sparkly rather than melting or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think we knew that.
Twilight in it.
Like,
school, but they're fucking,
I was like, I cannot
like
believe Bill to be sparkling ever.
Are they? Do they go out in the day in Vampire Diaries?
They have rings, actually.
So they have means to
burn up on contact in the sun
without the ring.
Do they fall for all? I mean, I'm not even.
Do they fall for what?
I'm done. I was just not going
to Vampire Diaries question.
I know you are.
Of course he is.
You know, we have to come out of this. We have to decide whether we'd watch True Blood or Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Which one are you going to watch?
Down Shark Tank. Enough to make an educated decision. So, you know,
are we ready?
He came in here with an agenda.
Let's do ratings and then a Bank Hill Mary.
I was going to say
how about
that.
Yeah. Or opposite? Bank Hill Mary and then a rating ratings. Yeah. Okay. So for Bank Hill Mary, we're going to do a two-parter. We're going to do the girls and the guys separately. So we are going to do the girls first. We'll do the Merlot girls. We're going to do Dawn, Sookie, and Tara, because Tara works there now. And we love that for her. She's going to piss off so many customers and they're going to piss her off.
They need her there to tell people what's what. That town's out of pocket.
But
she's more out of pocket.
Truly.
That's the best part.
Yeah, she straight up smacked her boss. We didn't talk about that, but that was so crazy. Fuck that customer, though.
Going into it before we list the other one?
Just yeah, yes.
I'll start.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely going to bang Dawn.
Yeah, always.
Be like, you kind of laid it out earlier, like compared to, what was the other girl's name?
Maudette.
The one that died. Yeah, like. She's way hot.
R.I.P. Mother.
In for Dawn. And honestly, I'm killing Tara and marrying Snooki, but I mean, I guess for two reasons. One, I loved how into the fantastical, like supernatural parts of the world that Snooki instantly was. She's like, vampires, oh my God, I want to go talk to them. Where everybody else is a little bit more like weary. So I like that part about her personality. And honestly, off my first impression, I did not think Tara was going to be a main character. I thought she was just going to be like this.
Oh, she's the best friend. Yeah, yeah. No,
I am totally willing to reevaluate my opinion on her, but I was like, why is she so mean? And then like I totally like kind of yeah. like backtracked a little bit after I realized she was going to be a part of the main cast. So that's just my initial.
We haven't really talked about this, but which I'm surprised because friendship is everything to me. Snooki and Tara's friendship. When Tara's like, I've been sleeping over your house since we were in kindergarten, yeah. like every day. Like it makes me believe it was like maybe one of those things where Tara likes sleeping at Snooki's house more than her own. Like she obviously had a crush on Jason too, but I just mean like, I love a, like a longstanding friendship. And yeah. then of course, like she's like pissed off about work and quit. She's like, I'm coming to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I just yeah. love that. So yeah, Tara's going to be, I mean, I have no idea. I don't know anything about the show, but I think Tara's going to be.
What is she for you? I'm done.
Oh, you're okay. So I'll go. I'm going to bang Tara. Yeah. Make it hot, make it crazy and mean and like smack me around. I'm gonna kill Dawn okay. and then I'm going to marry Snooki Agata. I mean,
hated
I don't
her.
No, wait, did I make it seem like I hated Snooki?
No, you started out that way.
Oh yes,
you were a hater and then you came around on your second watch, I gather.
Well, the first thing I said when she was on screen, I was like, okay.
You love a blonde.
Yeah, I love a blonde. I love blonde.
Alex told us like 10 minutes in, you said, I'm so done with this girl.
I don't think those are my words. I think that Alex really like exaggerated that.
Her,
I just was like, I can't. I think what I said was, I can't do this for 7 seasons, probably something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do Oh My Stars for 7 seasons. Yeah. I need her to go. For any of my Chilling Adventures of Sabrina fans out there, when it turns like from season 1 to season 2 and all of a sudden she's like in the darker, dark outfit yeah. and I'm like, yeah. You better stop. That's what I need from our girl Snooki. But yeah, so duh. Yeah, you marry the main character, you figure out what it's about. You got to figure out how to put your wards up. Get your wards the fuck up. Ooh, so she cannot read my mind. I thought about that. Oh, I almost married Tara, which would be a hard life. She'd be so mean and I'm so sensitive. But yeah, go ahead, Bri.
I'm going to bang Dawn just to start off. And that gives us a very interesting choice between Snooki and Tara. Like you said, the mind reading thing, that
yeah.
you got to be prepared for that when you enter a marriage with someone. But like, Tara's really mean to people. I don't know if I could put up with that. Yeah. I'm a doormat sometimes, man. Yeah. I would get walked all over if Tara was my significant other.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that for the rest of my life. So I think I would take the option of marrying Snooki and killing Tara. No disrespect to Tara. I just think she's someone that I would much rather be friends with mm-hmm. than married to. Yeah. Snooki. yeah, we'll marry Snooki, right. Bang Dawn, kill Tara.
So Alex, when you answer, I think we should allow you to use your like a little bit more knowledge than just your pilot okay. knowledge. Yeah. Like you can totally feel free to just like, if Tara becomes a shitty character, kill her right now,
or if she comes great, sweet, you know, like sugar
Snooki. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't have to think into the future. I think I'd kill Dawn. I'm just not that interested. And I think I'm going to fuck Snooki and marry Tara. Just cause
okay.
We're going to fight. I can hold my own against that bitch. I got no problem. Yeah. You know it. You know it.
I do know
she
it.
She does know it. She knows it well. So, you know.
I'm the sweet
She wouldn't
Snooki.
Be the craziest. So there's that.
You're so sweet. You downplay yourself.
Are we bad people for banging Dawn who had like 2 lines in this episode?
She was hot. I will give everyone.
She's hot.
Yeah. That's a factor in Bang Kill Mary.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a factor in
the all right, part two.
Part two. So the boys we chose are Vampire Bill, Jason, and Sam. And I can start.
The boys of Snooki's life.
Yeah, I can start. I'm going to I really just blew that. This is tough for me because I don't really want anything to do with Jason or Sam. So I guess that means I'm marrying Vampire Bill.
That's why this one's hard because yeah. that's where it kind of falls into. But like, this doesn't sound so great either. I wish Lafayette yeah. was here.
Right, I'd
like,
marry that man.
Here's the thing, and I appreciate this. The girls are more likable than the guys in this, and yeah. I stand for that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, women, you know? But so I'm going to marry Vampire Bill. I have a feeling he's going to be an incredible fucking character. I have a feeling I'm going to fall in love with this guy. When I called him ugly, I was joking. I was just, honestly, and I wish I could cut this in. I may cut this in to where it is. He's not the expected leading man. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe in 2008 it was, but and it's cool. Like, he's a little bit older than you would expect. And of course, he's a vampire. So Robert Pattinson looked like a fucking teenager when he was in it. You know what I mean? So it's hard to like.
He was supposed to be in high school. That is an interesting point.
Exactly.
Maudette looked a little older too. They're all like
they're a little 30. Bit older yeah. than you would expect.
And it's when intentional.
He, like, walked in and I heard his accent, I almost thought like he was a retired cowboy or something. Like he had this Western, like old timey accent to him. I don't know. It was, but going to your point, it wasn't the vibe I was expecting from our leading vampire.
Exactly. And absolutely no shade, would bang him, and I will bang him because I'm married to him now. So I will bang him forever. Literally forever, because he's going to turn me into a vampire and then we're just going to fuck into the sunset, into the sunrise. Anyway, then I'm going to fuck Jason because, you know, he's gotten around. He's got some experience. Even Dawn has to give it up that he's pretty good in bed. So then I'm going to kill Sam. I really hope that Sam like turns it around for me. I like that he's protective over Sookie, but For now, I'm getting like pussy vibes from him as well. I know I've said pussy twice on this episode, but
about him both.
About boys.
No, actually.
That was Vampire Bill.
Yeah.
The fact that we could hear his thoughts about Snooki was a real, it may have been a disservice to his character because everybody has thoughts that like they would never say out loud, but like they're acceptable to be thoughts.
I'm going. my point talks on both what Brian just said and Kathleen, because what I wrote for Jason was bang, definitely. And I used the exact word you said, because he gets around and I want the experience. So if I'm going to bang a guy for the first time, it's going to be someone with experience.
Exactly.
So Jason's the bang. And then also in terms of Sam, I said I'm going to marry Sam as of now because I'm giving him a pass on his thoughts. Your unconscious thoughts, you're not really that in control of.
Yeah, and like, true.
I don't know. I feel like he'll take care of you. And Bill, dude, he gets fucking crushed by some drug dealer loser. Yeah. He's not gonna protect me from shit.
So that's true.
I'm killing Bill as of now.
Bill's already dead, bro.
I'm killing him again.
Tell me how.
I'm gonna drink his Viagra blood. I'm gonna get ripped. I'm gonna be a vampire. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him.
But how are you gonna kill him? Vampires can't die by getting beat the shit. Oh, you're gonna midnight mass him?
I guess.
Yeah, hot. Wait, is midnight mass a vampire show?
Yeah.
Oh wait, did I tell you I got yelled at on the pod for because I spoiled Midnight Mass for somebody?
Oh, like on a different podcast?
Oh, Kathleen. I was like, just like in Midnight Mass when this and that happened.
Like a year after the fact.
You got both spoilers in the description.
But anyway, B-Toms, take us home for that one.
Yeah, give it to me, man. We're going to bang Jason for the same reasons. We're going to kill Sam just because he didn't get painted very well in episode one. And I'm going to marry Bill because that's working under the assumption at some point I'm getting turned into a vampire. And if I'm living in a world with vampires, I'd rather be one than not because I want to have an interesting life.
For sure.
I've said that before.
All right. What do you got?
I've gone back and forth between everyone's banging Jason. I mean, I'm in that boat as well.
Yeah.
I've gone back and forth between like the Sam and Bill marry or kill situation.
Why are you gonna bang Jason?
That says a lot. The fact that she's like willing to not just instantly kill Sam. That's
your opinion made me go, oh, wait a second.
Yeah, right?
It's not a bar. That's good for me. Yeah, chicken tendies and fucking gin every night. Yeah. Like, I'll be there and I won't lift a finger.
Some cocksucking G&Ts.
Absolutely. So I think that, yeah, I think
you're gonna marry Sam.
Kill Bill.
So here's where I think they went wrong with Sam. So I'm Sookie, right? Here is the love triangle trope. The best friend, someone who's been there your whole life, the dependable, the predictable, the one who's always going to be there for you. You have to make the sweet one really good. You got to make the audience go, why are you not choosing this guy? This guy's amazing.
You make it comparable.
You have to make it comparable.
But right now, no.
I don't think that Bill is like... amazing. Like, we don't know anything about him yet either. But as of right now, it's like, I'm going with mystery.
Interesting.
If I turn into a vampire, fine. You know what I mean? It's like, Sookie is someone who obviously, like, that wet dream she had feels like one of the first she's ever had. Like, I feel like she was surprised by that and was like, oh,
didn't she
shit.
Comment like she has no sex life?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, she's very.
No one's
like,
ever caught her interest. She probably also, like, what is she supposed
true,
to do? With?
True.
Oh, I bet you every wow, date she's ever been true. On, she's like, this is my fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, talk about like dating.
That could be the barrier of why she never dated Sam, because you hear these thoughts and it's like, you can't really control the thoughts. And it's like, you get creeped out by him and it's over.
And this guy is quiet, peace and quiet for her.
Yeah,
Bill.
That's
so
very
it's like,
true. That's a huge relief.
Oh shit.
When we were watching and he walked in and it was like really loud in her thoughts. I was literally like, and the thoughts turn off now. And it happened. I was like, predictable, but perfect. Like for someone who is just like her thoughts are taking over her brain at all times. There's a Buffy episode about that. I actually covered it on my favorite episode. It was like the one Buffy episode I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She gets like some sort of spell, like whatever the bad guy of the week was that week, makes her brain be like she can hear everyone's thoughts and it makes her crazy. Yeah. So right, like being able to turn that shit off is gold.
It's Penny.
You feel normal, right? Mm-hmm. You feel normal.
Yeah, Penny. Exactly, Penny.
So. Great. Yeah, they lean into that.
Yeah, yeah, at some really.
I'm shocked you went to obscure Buffy the Vampire Slayer before Penny.
True, true. But Penny
the vampire.
Yeah.
Did you know that Alex is they're on the finale of one?
No, we're on episode 10 of one. They're 13.
Oh shit.
But this was all within like 2 or 3 days.
12 and 13 of season one are just like absolute chef's kiss.
Season one is definitely in my top 5 favorite seasons.
Of five.
I was like, wow.
Of television of all time. Yeah. We did a ranking of magicians that was kind of shocking. Some I feel like some people had some hot takes.
I would love to realize. Paul knows. Yeah. Paul listens to that podcast all the time.
The Peaches and Plums episode. Yeah. You don't know what that means, yet, but you will.
Let's get it. Let's do the rankings here.
All right. So now's the part where we're going to rank. So we got the coveted binge immediately, meaning that you know you've got tons of shit on your list, but you're going to stop what you're doing and you're going to fucking binge the show. Mm-hmm. Two is added to the list. And now a caveat to what we do to this one is sometimes we say, I'm adding it next. Like, to the top of the list. Right. Like I am binging a show right now that I'm really into and I'm not going to stop, but it will be next on the list. Or you could say, I'll add it to the list for a maybe, which is kind of a cop out. So the third option is, and for that reason, I'm out, which is the Shark Tank option, meaning you have to give a reason why you probably will never watch this show. Mm-hmm.
So you start us off. I will start.
Let's hear him.
Okay. I'm binging immediately. Okay. So this is one of those shows where I feel like I'm missing out by not having seen it. It comes up in all different kinds of things. I read, I listen to on podcasts, whatever. So that fact alone, episode one was really good. And I know I feel like I've been shitting on it, but me and Luke talk about this all the time. And specifically when we were doing Wynonna Earp, you said a million times, the show wasn't written for me, and it sounds like I'm bashing it, but I'm enjoying it. And since we have an outlet to kind of talk every inch of it through, I'm like shit talking it, but I don't mean to shit talk it. I like it. You know what I mean? So if I sounded like that, that's only because I'm just having fun with it. I'm absolutely binging it immediately. It's my girlfriend's favorite show. We're going to watch it immediately together. It's going to be amazing. And I can't wait.
This is my label. Like, True Blood is my favorite show.
Well, you picked it for Pitch Down TV.
I'll take it.
It's true. TRU or TRUE?
TRU.
Okay.
I'll go next and we'll let Vampire Diaries take us home. So I am going to add a new caveat here.
Okay.
So,
for all intents and purposes, I'm going to be the first one to say Shark Tank, I'm out. Okay. But I'm also going to explain why in the caveat here, because I was going to use the exact verbiage I just used there, where basically this genre of show like really isn't written for me. Like I've never really gravitated towards it, but I went in with such low expectations and this was so much better than I thought. So my caveat is, I take these rankings pretty seriously of what I say. So if I say add it to the list, I would have to watch the whole thing. So I'm saying I'm out, but I am committing to watching the whole first season and willing to reevaluate my opinion after watching the whole first season.
I like that. That's good.
I like what's the actor's name? I like the main character, Anna.
Anna Paquin.
Yeah, I like her. Like I have always seen her in mainstream media, pictures of her from this and not like X-Men. So I was always curious at like,
yeah,
she's like the face of this show. So like, I don't know. It's very interesting to see her in this role. And like I said, the world building for this is I've never seen in vampire lore before. Like I've never seen a show where the vampires are outed already to the world.
Yeah.
And that alone is making me want to just watch the whole season. So I am going to binge immediately the first season, but I am not committing to watching anything past it. So that's why I'm going to say the Shark Tank, I'm out. And also that's the first time anyone's ever said
I'm
out.
I know, unfortunately. It's the first time.
She's like, this is my guess of where it's
going. Luke's going to be, I'm out. I will say that I said add it to the list is something like, what was Outlander? And in the moment, I really thought I was going to, and then I just didn't. So it's tough. And I hate to out myself on the pod like this. I get like really hype in the moment, but I mean, this one, we really are going to binge immediately.
This was an incredible, like, don't take that as like, you know, I didn't.
No, you wanted
like
to
this.
Watch the first season.
For sure am going to watch the first season. And this was a really fun podcast to do. Like, yeah. I feel like it was a lot of good laughs and it was fun to dissect it like this.
You want some questions answered. You want some questions.
Yeah, he does.
Probably one. Like I said, like don't take that. like I wasn't happy we did it because I totally was.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Taste of the true blood.
Take us home, homie.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to say add it to the list, but towards the top of the list. And I think it's just because I don't want to jump right back in and binge 24/7 another vampire show. There's 80 episodes to it over 7 seasons. I might want to slow burn on this. Yeah. 2 seasons here, 2 there. But
that counts as added to the list, though. That's perfectly
good. For sure. I thought it. Like you said, I have questions that I want answered. I think the acting was really good. I think there are characters that I want to see fleshed out. Sookie, Bill, and Tara. Like
Lafayette.
Honestly, he's already pretty flat. Yeah. Like I know what he's bringing to the table, and I just want to see it for 7
And we're
seasons.
Buying what he's selling.
Oh, yeah. But I've also seen Vampire Diaries, which is the CW does vampires.
Did you guys hear?
You haven't noticed yet, but I've seen that, which is the CW does vampires. Yeah. This is HBO does vampires. There's just a gulf in quality there, for the most part. And yeah, I think this pilot episode was pretty strong, was a pretty strong introduction to the world. And it definitely gave me enough to be a little bit hooked. So I'd say add it to the list towards the top.
Damn, and that's also a new pitch down first for all of us having different ratings.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Is that a first?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess it has to be because no one's ever chose the latter.
But he had a caveat.
He had the caveat. Well. No, it's good. And there is such a difference between, like, I had a blast doing the Outlander episode, and that's why I'm like, I'm binging it. Yeah. Let's fucking go. But then it's like, there's not enough time in the world.
That's how
we should have a fourth category where it's an offensive amount. Like, fuck this show. I'm not watching
like
this.
Absolutely not.
Like, that was a waste of time kind of thing. That's totally not what this was to me at all.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm going to fucking watch the whole first season and reevaluate there. But, you know. I commit to my rankings. So when I say add it to the list or I say binge, I fucking do it.
That's fair.
All right. Well, here's your last chance. Pitch this to the crowd. Why should people watch it? And any other thing you want to say about it?
Okay. I guess I'm going to distill our conversation in that, like, the acting, the world building, it's something different in the vampire lore world. You know, you're not that into supernatural things. Sexy HBO stuff. It's got a little something for everyone. And it was truly in the pop culture canon, like pretty big time at the time. Mm-hmm. Now like, and looking back, I was looking for Halloween once I told you that.
I know. We need the pics to post with the bench down.
I got to dig it up.
100%.
It's a Merlot the waitress outfit.
Yeah, and I have I have a Merlot shot glass too.
I said,
All signs point to this is my favorite show, and I just didn't even realize it until now.
What? Oh, this
All signs point to my favorite show.
Yeah, I love
merch. A merch girl. I got to prove it, so... No, I think it's a good watch.
And I guess my final question to you would be, when you were recalling the story, it seemed like kind of a visceral response. Ah, True Blood is my island show. Yeah. Does that still hold up right now? Would you upon reflection, say yes?
Yeah, why not? Again, I'm not the biggest TV person or movie person. Like, so when I do things I have seen, and if it ranks high for me, like, that sticks out of all the things.
She sells herself short. She said that to me in the very beginning, and then I'm like, well, what's your favorite show? And then she said Fleabag, which on the spot, which is a great show. Only 2 seasons, like 12 episodes.
That's why I wouldn't
bring
it with me. I'd be watching it.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't bring that to an island. That's insane. Yeah. But you're a huge, like, Game of Thrones fan. You watch Westworld, like all these ones.
I'm a hoe
for
HBO. That's what true.
Yeah. Sponsor her.
Like, Insecure. You watch great TV. You've introduced me to a lot of good TV. Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's fine. This one, it won't let you down, I don't think.
No, it's not going. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I think my proposal is either that we finish Magicians, which is my favorite show, like 13 episodes, and then we watch a season of True Blood. Then we watch a season of Magicians and a season of True Blood. Well, there'll be extra ones of True Blood because there's more, but... And for anyone who hasn't seen The Magicians, go watch it. Yeah. Podcast's favorite show, collectively.
Bumping any other shows? Any last calls?
Nah. So iZombie, Vampire Diaries. What else did we talk about?
I got the plug.
And then Cursed.
You gotta watch Cursed.
Don't watch Cursed.
I started a petition to get a season 2 of Cursed. It's on our website. No, I'm kidding. Fuck that. So that was the episode, Pitchdown TV. The most recent Pitchdown we did was Raised by Wolves. So go check that out. That's only 2 seasons. That'll be a fun one. So go watch that pilot if you haven't seen it. As always, if you like what you heard, give BingeTown TV a follow on Twitter and Instagram. Visit us on BingeTownTV.com and subscribe to our show on Spotify, YouTube, and the Apple Podcast app, wherever else you may find our podcast. Our Patreon is up and running, so if you want to support us and the pod, that's a great way to do so. And that can also be found on our website at BingeTownTV.com. We also have a feature like forever. It was a feature where if you typed your email in, it went to just like a no man's land. But now we actually have emails that we're sending out that are going to be fun. So go check that out. Oh, once again, we are BingeTown TV. And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.